Heavy rains in the Midwest this spring have caused Milwaukee and several other cities to dump large amounts of sewage into the Great Lakes. Milwaukee is considering several changes to reduce its dumping. Mayor Tom Barrett says the federal government ought to open the tap and send more financial help.
There are 40 million people who rely on the Great Lakes for their drinking water. This is an incredibly important natural resource to this country. And particularly at a time where you've got a tight presidential race, that I want to raise that issue for the presidential campaign.
Barrett says the federal government is spending a lot of money to help the Everglades, which happened to be in the home state of Jeb Bush, the president's brother. EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt was in Milwaukee yesterday to hand out money for cleanup of contaminated lands. Leavitt says money for sewage treatment will have to wait until he sees what happens to all current Great Lakes dollars.
We have 140 different programs right now, and I'm interested to make certain we know how those dollars are being spent and that we're using them to the maximum efficiency, and then we'll have a plan, I hope regionally, as to how to move forward.
President Bush recently told Leavitt to coordinate all the federal spending on the Great Lakes and improve collaboration with the region's state, local, and tribal governments. But Brett Halsey of the Sierra Club says the Bush administration is slicing clean water dollars from what Congress appropriated last year.
Meanwhile, they're increasing funding for clean water projects in Iraq. So we want the Bush administration to clean up our water here and to reinvest in our jobs and our economy in Milwaukee and throughout Wisconsin.
Environmentalists are lobbying Congress to step in. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.